in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Football fans all over the world are looking forward to this week's semifinals in the UEFA Champions League in Lisbon, Portugal. On Tuesday night, RB Leipzig of Germany will play Paris Saint-Germain of France. And on Wednesday night, it's another Germany-France semifinal. Five-time European champion Bayern Munich is a big favorite against Lyon. Lyon surprised more than a few football fans by eliminating Manchester City in the quarterfinals, as we hear now from Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Manchester City crashed out of the Champions League at the quarterfinal stage for the third consecutive season after a drab performance saw them beaten 3-1 by Lyon in Lisbon. City started as firm favourites but came out second best against a fiercely determined Lyon, who went ahead in the 24th minute with Ivorian forward Maxwell Cornet's smart finish before Kevin De Bruyne's precise strike levelled the score in the 69th minute. French footballer of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé, on as a substitute, restored Lyon's lead 11 minutes from time before doubling his tally, tapping home from close range after Ederson spilled a tame initial effort. Bayern Munich also advanced to the semi-final after inflicting a historic 8-2 win against Barcelona in Lisbon. It was Barcelona's biggest loss since the 11-1 defeat to Sevilla in 1940. Thomas Muller scored two goals, while Serge Gnabry and Ivan Perisic had a goal apiece before halftime for the German champions, who were aiming to win a first treble since 2013. Barcelona's first goal came via Bayern Munich defender David Alaba, who clipped Jordi Alba's cross into his own net to make it 1-1 in the 7th minute. Luis Suarez made it 4-2 in the 57th minute, only for Joshua Kimmich to answer 6 minutes later to restore the three-goal edge. Lewandowski only added into the humiliation in the 84th minute with one of his own, before Felipe Coutinho, on loan to Bayern from Barcelona, made it 8-2 soon after with a late double. Bayern will advance to face Lyon in the semi-finals on Wednesday, with the victor of that match reaching the August 23rd final against either PSG or RB Leipzig. The semi-final stage will not feature any team from England, Spain or Italy. For the first time since the 1990-1991 season, and for the first time in the Champions League era, it will also be the first time in the Champions League history to feature two teams representing France. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Sevilla carved out an opportunity to win a record-extending 6th Europa League title after coming from behind to beat Manchester United 2-1 in the semi-final played in Germany. Sevilla substitute Luke de Jong scored a 78th-minute winner after Suso had cancelled out an early Bruno Fernandes penalty that put United ahead, condemning Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side to their third semi-final defeat of the season following the FA Cup and League Cup. The Spanish side will meet in Friday's final in Cologne, either Inter Milan or Shakhtar Donetsk, who play in Dusseldorf on Monday night. And talking about the match between Inter Milan and Shakhtar Donetsk, here are some key stats in regard to the Titanic matchup. The only previous meeting between Inter and Shakhtar Donetsk was in the 2005-2006 Champions League qualifying phase, with Inter winning 3-1 on aggregate across two legs. Inter Milan will also be appearing in the semi-final of a European competition for the first time since winning the 2009-2010 Champions League. Inter also unbeaten in 10 games in all competitions, while their Ukrainian counterpart Shakhtar have not lost for 11 games. The Nerazzurri will also be banking their hopes in Belgian striker of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku, who's the first player in Europa League history to score in 9 consecutive matches, a run stretching back to November 2014 with Everton. Meanwhile, Manchester City midfielder Kevin De Bruyne has been named the Premier League Player of the Season. The 29-year-old scored 13 goals as City finished second in the top flight behind champions Liverpool. The Belgian playmaker also matched a competition record of 20 assists, equaling former Arsenal forward Thierry Henry's record for a single season set in the 2002-2003 season. De Bruyne is the third Belgian in the past 9 seasons to win the award after Vincent Kompany and Eden Hazard. The winner was decided after votes from the public on the EA Sports website were combined with those of the 20 Premier League club captains and a panel of football experts. The shortlist also included Liverpool trio Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jordan Henderson and Senegalese speedster Sadio Mane, Southampton forward Danny Ings, Leicester striker Jamie Vardy and Burnley goalkeeper Nick Pope. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, and Prince Nesta.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In African club football, the semifinals of both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup next month are dominated by teams from Egypt and Morocco. In the top-tier Champions League, 2 Moroccan teams based in Casablanca, Wydad Casablanca and Raja Casablanca, will host Egyptian opponents on September 25th in first-leg matches. Wydad Casablanca will play Al Ahly, and Raja Casablanca is matched against Zamalek. The return leg matches will be played the following weekend in Cairo, Egypt. In the semifinals of the CAF Confederation Cup on September 22nd, Pyramids of Egypt will play Haroya of Guinea, and in an all-Moroccan matchup, it's RS Berkane against Hassania Agadir. Mohamed El Badri is an African football analyst and the chief executive officer of Chorostats, a company that provides performance and analysis data to Egyptian clubs. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Mohamed, who are some of the key players in the CAF Champions League semifinals?
I think the next games of African Champions League, some of the players will play an important role for the teams. Mustafa Mohamed and Ben Sharqi from Zamalek. Mustafa scored 6 goals so far. He had an opportunity of scoring 7.14 according to his expected goals, and he managed to score 6. He created 9 chances for his team. 3 of them were assists and 6 of key passes. Mustafa is one of the striker talent in the Egyptian football, and I think his performance will be something to watch. Also, Ashraf Ben Sharqi, a Moroccan player playing for Zamalek, and this is going to be a bit awkward to play against a Moroccan team in the semifinals. Ashraf Ben Sharqi scored also 6 goals for Zamalek with an expected goal of 6.54. He's a winger, and his numbers is great. He created 17 chances for his team during the competition so far. From Wydad Casablanca, I think Ayoub El Kaabi is going to play an important role for his teams. He scored 4 goals so far for his team during this competition. He also created 7 chances. I think Ayoub will play an important role in the next game of the semifinal. Raja Casablanca has 3 important players, actually. Sofiane Rahimi, number 21. He scored 3 goals for his team this season, and with an expected goals of 4, he created 9 chances. Also, we have Malongo, the Congolese player. He scored 2 goals from 3.5 expected goals with 2 created chances. Also, we have Nana, the Moroccan player. He scored 2 goals for his team and created 11 chances. That's a lot for him. I think those players will play a very important role in Raja Casablanca in the next game. From Al Ahly, we have the veteran player, Walid Suleiman. Walid doesn't play the full game but his numbers in the Premier League in Egypt, he's the top scorer of the team with 6 goals out of only 554 minutes played. Also, Ali Mahloud, the left back, is a left back with a playmaking role. He scored 3 goals in this competition and created 2.3 chances. In the Egyptian Premier League, he's also one of the very important players for the team, along with the defensive midfielder, Amr Sulay. I think Al Ahly has much better chances because the squad is really very strong. Also, Zamalek, they have Fergani Sassi, a Tunisian player, also one of the very good players, and also Onajm, which is another Moroccan player. So Zamalek has 2 Moroccan players going to be playing against a Moroccan team in the semifinal.
Can you also tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners which Pyramids players have stood out ahead of the CAF Confederation Cup semifinals?
Pyramids is a very strong side, and I think Abdullah Saeed will play a very important role with the team. Abdullah has just scored 100 goals in the Egyptian Premier League, and he's one of the few players who has managed to score 100 goals in the Egyptian Premier League. Also, he is a very important player in the Egyptian national team, and he's going to be to play an important role in Pyramids next game. He's the playmaker of the team. We have also Eric Traoré. He's from Burkina Faso, and he's one of the most talented players who I've ever seen as number 6 or number 8 in midfield. He's a midfielder with very high scoring capabilities and chance creation. Those two are going to be two very important players in Pyramids who are going to stand out in the next semifinal games.
Do you think these players will make the difference in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup semifinal matches?
I think those players will make some difference, of course, for the team. However, how physically they're fit to play is something that's going to be very important to see their skills. Because since the suspension of most of the leagues due to COVID-19, things are coming back slowly. And not all the players are really fit to play at such a level. So we will wait and see how the games goes. Everything is after the Barcelona loss from Bayern Munich. I think no one can really be sure of predicting what's going to happen in a football game anymore.
That's Mohamed El Badri, an African football analyst and the CEO of Corastats. And Mohamed spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cairo, Egypt.
This is Mohamed El Badri. I am the co-founder and CEO of Corastats, a data service company that is working with many of the clubs in Egypt, providing them with performance and analysis data about their teams and opponents. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of our African Beat music show. Just ahead, Uganda's world champion runner Joshua Cheptegei sets a new 5,000 meters world record in Monaco. Douglas Mpuga will have that story and more sports news.
World 10,000 kilometers champion Joshua Kiptegei broke the 5,000 meter record at the Wanda Diamond League meeting in Monaco. The Ugandan, who last year took the world cross-country title as well as the 10,000 meter title and set a world 5 kilometer record on the road in Monaco in February, this time broke great Kenenisa Bekele's 16-year-old 5,000 meter record of 12 minutes 37.35 seconds. Kiptegei clocked 12 minutes 35.36 seconds.
My name is Joshua Kiptegei of Uganda, a world champion, a double Commonwealth Games champion, a world cross country champion, a three-time world record holder of the 5K, 10K, and 15K. My message to the athletes all over the world and other people is that keep a distance and follow the guidelines given to you by your governments and the health ministries, because the COVID-19 is really a serious disease.
Following exhibition events in Oslo and Zurich in June and July, the Diamond League meeting in Monaco marked the start of the competitive season. A loaded women's 5,000-meter field saw a battle between Kenyan world champion Helen Obiri and Ethiopian Ledesen Bent Gidey. After world 1,500 meters and 10,000 meters double gold medalist Sifan Hassan dropped out, Gidey took up the fight, leading Obiri through the bell. But the Kenyan responded well, sprinting away for the win in a meet record of 14 minutes 22.12 seconds. Obiri's teammate and fellow world champion Timothy Chiriot also held off Norway's Jakob Ingebrigtsen for a thrilling win in the men's 1500 meters in 3 minutes 28.45 seconds. American Donovan Brazier won the men's 500 meters, bettering his world lead to 1 minute 43.15 seconds. Six more Diamond League meets are currently scheduled in Stockholm, Lausanne, Brussels, Rome, Doha, and a yet-to-be-decided venue in China, running from August 23rd to October 27th. And in football, due to travel restrictions across parts of Africa as a result of COVID-19, the qualifiers for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup Costa Rica-Panama 2020 have been postponed. The qualifiers were scheduled for September 2020. The first round, first leg, was set for September 3rd to 5th, with the return leg for September 10th to 12th, 2020. The revised fixtures for the qualifiers will be announced soon, according to the Confederation of African Football. Two teams will qualify to represent Africa at the final tournament, which is due from January 20th to February 6, 2021 in Costa Rica and Panama. Meanwhile, in Tanzania, Simba Sports Club continued its domestic dominance of the Tanzania football scene after the women's side clinched the top flight league title for the first time in their history, wrapping it up with a 9-0 defeat of TSC Queens in the final game of the season on Wednesday in Mwanza. The Simba Queens, as they are known, completed a double sweep, with the men's side having clinched the men's Premier League title. It's been a successful season for Simba, who now have 4 titles, with the men's side having also won the Community Shield and the FA Cup.
Thanks, Douglas. That's Douglas Mpuga.
I'm Kendra Harrison. I'm the 100 hurdle world record holder for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African sports news, And Samson says he'll be kicking off with African women's football.
We begin with the postponement of the FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup 2020 African qualifiers by the Confederation of African Football. The Conference Football Ruling Body, CAF, said due to travel restrictions across parts of Africa as a result of COVID-19, the qualifiers for the FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup Costa Rica Panama 2020, scheduled for September 2020, had to be postponed. The first round, first leg, was fixed for the 3rd to the 5th of September 2020, with the return leg from the 10th to the 12th of September 2020. Two teams will qualify to represent Africa at the final tournament from the 20th of January to the 6th of February 2021. Staying with women's football, the Super Falcons of Nigeria have been without a substantive coach since Swede Thomas Denabe left the team in October 2019. After promising to announce his replacement 4 weeks ago, the Nigerian Football Federation president Amaju Pinnick is blaming the recruitment firm for the delay.
It will be interesting to know that so many world-class coaches have applied to be coach of the Super Falcons. As far as the technical director, the executive committee have met and said, okay, we are going to come out with the technical director within the next few days. And they mandated the technical committee to work in tandem with our integrity office.
In tennis news, Tunisian Onis Jabeur suffered a dramatic late collapse against American teenager Coco Gauff to crash out of the Lexington Open at the weekend in the United States. The 8th seed, who led by a set and 4-2 in the second one, eventually lost 6-4, 4-6, 6-1 in 1 hour 58 minutes. The Tunisian, who currently enjoys a career-best ranking at 39, admitted that she had been unable to find her rhythm as the lengthy time out from competition due to COVID-19 had affected her. In athletics, African and Commonwealth record holder in javelin Julius Yego of Kenya has weighed in on the possible reasons why athletes fall short of their whereabout rules. World Anti-Doping Administration and Management System captures and monitors athletes' movement at any given time to check doping. Julius Yego says having third party fill the Anti-Doping Administration and Management System may be responsible for some athletes' challenges with the system.
And I find it so easy for me to feel, nobody feels for me. And in case I have a problem with whereabouts, I'm the one who knows everything about why I have a whereabout failure. So, but if you give a third party, and this is what happens in Kenya a lot, most of the cases we have is maybe a manager is feeling for the athlete.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Samson Omale mentioned the Lexington Open Tennis Tournament in his report. The competition was played in the southern U.S. state of Kentucky. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to American Jennifer Brady, who won her first WTA Tour title in Lexington. The 25-year-old Brady overcame some shaky serving and defeated 23-year-old Swiss opponent Jill Teichman in the final 6-3 and 6-4. The Lexington tournament was the first professional tennis event played here in the USA since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. No spectators were allowed. And here's a fun fact about Lexington winner Jennifer Brady. She played her college tennis at the University of California at Los Angeles, better known as UCLA. UCLA is also the alma mater of Shaka Sali, our Straight Talk Africa host. American Jim Herman won the Wyndham Golf Championship on Sunday in Greensboro, North Carolina. The AP's Graham Agars reports.
42-year-old Jim Herman has won the last regular season PGA Tour event with a one-shot victory over Billy Horschel at the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina. The win brought up his third career victory and also secured him a spot in the playoffs after climbing from 192 at the start of the week into 54th position.
You get old pretty quick out here with the young guys. They make you feel inadequate off the tee. And to overcome it all and get here for a third time is pretty amazing.
Herman pulled clear of Horschel with a birdie at the 17th on his way to a final round 63 and a tournament total of 21 under. I'm Graham Agars.
Thanks, Graham. And that wraps up the August 17th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.